Rabta halacha, simen ayin halacha gimel. Mi shabal beis haknesses l'tfilas arvis. Person comes to beis haknesses for ma'ariv. U'matza shehat sibur oimdim l'hisfalol shmoneshe. Your person walks in late. And they're already up, they're up to Hashkiveinu, Baruch Hashem, Li'olam, Amen, V'Amen. You walk in, they're about to start Shemona Esrei. What should you do? Afilu adayin ein alayla, ela miplaga mincha l'mayla. Even if it's not vaday layla, but it's past plag mincha, it's later than an hour and 50 minutes before sunset. Mispalel imohem Shemona Esrei. So you should immediately daven with them Shemona Esrei. According to the Mishnah Berurah, according to many poskim, it's much more important to daven Shmona Esrei with the minion than davening Shmona Esrei after Tzei Sakrachav. Even though Lechatchila we learn in Kiddush Shachnov says that Lechatchila davening Shmona Esrei after Tzei Sakrachav. That way you can daven the say the Birch Kukshma with the brachos, where it's supposed to be positioned, the proper location. That's a Lechatchila, but it's more important to daven Shmona Esrei with a minyan than saying Kriya Shema with the brachos in the proper time. If the alternative is you're going to say daven Shmona Esrei b'yichidus at a later point in time, so therefore you have no choice to stop right away. Mispalel imohem Shmona Esrei v'achar kach yishiyeh laila. Now this is very interesting. So now you have no choice. You daven Shmona Esrei. Shmona Esrei is finished. They said Kaddish Deskabel. You now have an obligation to go back and recite the four brachos with Kriya Shema. When should you recite? Right now it's after Plaga Mincha. It's the sun is still shining. Should you do it now? So in this unique situation, it's better to wait. Because since anyway you're not going to be saying the four brachos with Kriya Shema before Shmona Esrei, you're going to be saying it b'yichidus, so you might as well say the Kriya Shema with its brachos after it says HaKoy Chavim. At home, right.
That's the one we had before. If you're going to daven b'yichidus, you should daven after.
Right, but here, but in this case, if you're going to daven b'yichidus, you should daven after it says HaKoy Chavim. Because that way, why? Because that way you're going to say Kriya Shema before Shmona Esrei. And the way Ma'ariv L'chatchila is arranged, the brachas come before Shmon Esrei, and he's saying the brachas, you have Kriya Shema, you want to say Bizman. So here's the same exact thing, situation, but the point is that if you would come on time to Shul, then you would say Kriya Shema with the brachos before, with the minyan before. One can make an argument and say, no, I'm going to come to Ma'ariv. They're davening out of the Plaga Mincha. I don't like this business. So you know what? I'll just come to this minyan. I'll daven with them. I'll be quiet for the brachos and Kriya Shema. I'll daven Shmona Esrei b'tzibur. And later, when I come home at night, I'll say the four. That's not proper. You're not allowed to do the lechatchila. Lechatchila, if you're going to daven Shmona Esrei with a minyan before Shkia, and you come to Shul on time, you are mechuyev to recite Kriya Shema with the brachos together before the Shmona Esrei. You're not allowed to do it later on.
Unless you have a minyan later and you say, I'll just be here at 10.
Well, if you have a minyan later, alright, we're going in the situation.
Right, you don't have to say the Shmona Esrei.
Right. Then you do nothing. That's you want to be right. That's another issue. If you have a minion, you really should have 10 people davening. To rely upon 4 people who are just going to sit and stand in, that's only a bidiyavet. Lechatchila, the person it would be better for him to be mashlam the minion, so there can be 10 people who are actually davening the Shmona Esrei together.
So you're saying that if you have a guy come in and
he
says, I'm going to be at 10. It's better for him to daven, even though it's early.
It seems to be so because you're affecting 9 other people. The quality of their minyan is greatly diminished when you don't have actually 10 people davening. So l'chor, to him to sacrifice his later on, he to do with them chesed, to daven with him, it's not the end of the world. He's davening with a minyan. The only thing is he's losing out by not saying Kriya Shema with the brachos bizman. So that's not the end of the world. People do that every so often.
No, even if he has a minyan later.
Either if he has a minyan later on, but he's still being mahan and 9 other people. So I guess you have to, what the parameters are probably all depends. I mean, it's a good thing.
Getting people to come in. You say,
how far do you have to go? So what kind of minyan is it? Let's say the quality of his ma'arif at 10 o'clock is on such a different level and it makes such a big difference to him than davening here in Mingwell will daven the whole ma'arif in 6 minutes. So maybe in that situation, you're not mechuyev, if you normally...
No, how do you know? You have a minyan, there's a kedusha, the shkin is there, you're getting your first choice. Do it already.
I'll give you an example. The classic example is a very common question. People say Kaddish. People who daven in yeshiva, they say Kaddish, right? So in a lot of yeshivas, whatever reason, they don't always like people davening for the Amud every single day. You want this minion, there has to be variety. We don't want to get anyone worked up. There has to be variety, and we're not going to let you daven for the Amud every single day. You could daven twice a week, three times a week. Even though you're the only chiyah.
So you can bump him for variety?
Even me'ikar hadin, you can bump him. Me'ikar hadin, you are the only chiyah in this minyan, and therefore you technically have kedima, you can daven for the Amud every single tefillah. The shul, the rabbi of the shul, or the Rosh Yeshiva says, I know that's the halacha, that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch, but we're not going to follow what it says in Shulchan Aruch. How are they allowed to do that? That's not for now. You want to daven here, you have to, tircha de tzibura, we can't let you daven every single tefillah, because we don't want to insult him, he's too slow, or even if he's good, you hear the same person every single day,
too much
kavano, you're too slow, you're too fast, you're not loud enough, you're too, whatever, we all understand, we've all davened in shuls, where there's a chiyuv, and the chiyuv davens every single day, the entire year, and when he's finished, that year is up, boy, do we make a kiddush. Because how much already, you know, he makes the kiddush, how much can we tolerate this person? I think we all relate to this, okay? We all relate to this. I know I used to have in the summer, there was a certain person, he was a Rebbe in the yeshiva. And he davened a little slow, had a certain little niggun, and the gabbai was a 25-year-old guy, said to the Rebbe, you know, the policy here is we don't let the aveilim daven every single day. You could daven twice a week, but not more than that. And the gabbai said to me, I'm going out of my mind with this guy. I can't take it every day. You know, you're such a yeshiva, they kvetch, and a certain niggun, I can't take this, I just can't. And that's the policy in many places. So then the question is, so what should this person do? If he wants, he can go to a shtibel around the corner and he can daven for the Amud every single day, every single tefillah. The problem difference is, if you daven in yeshiva or this minyan he's accustomed to, so davening takes an hour. If you go to the local shtibel, wherever it takes 30 minutes or 25 minutes, and the person himself has no time. He has no time in the davening. Davening is such a rush of davening, it doesn't mean anything. It's just lip service. He'll daven yeshiva, he won't daven for the Amud. At least it's meaningful. It's a meaningful type of davening. So it's hands down, heard this, every single pesach will tell you, so don't daven for the Amud. What's important is you should have a meaningful davening. If to you it's meaningful to daven in this place where they do it because you're used to it, you're used to the nusach, because they daven slow, or whatever the reasons are, that is what is the ikar. It's kedai to lose out davening for the Amud and just say Kaddish and not daven for the Amud every single day. So here you have a situation, you come into a bin, your question, and they want you to be the number, the tenth. You're walking on the street, right? This just happened to me all the time. Walking on the streets to go to yeshiva when I was I passed a shul, and this shul, I don't know, it's been decades and they still can't get their act together. They still don't have, they always have 9, 8, 9, and they, can you be our tenth person? I say, and I'm coming in then to them when they're up to Baruch, and they dive in so fast you can't even begin to imagine. So they expect me to come in, I should put on my tefillin, I should dive in, start with Baruch Hu, they'll be finished in the blink of an eye, and then I should be mashed in the psuk of the Zimra, and it's not a davening. So that's not fair. So what will I do for them? I'll stand here, I'll be your 10th man, I'll stand there for 15 minutes until you finish. That I can handle. It's early in the morning, I was going to come early to learn. I'll stand there for 15 minutes. But it's not fair because you're number 10 and therefore we're not going to have 10 people davening. There's a limit to how far you have to go and do a chesed.
Right.
Yes, that's
right.
True.
Right. No one says that, you know, just because they can't get their act together,
You're mechuyev. Oh, even more than that. And this goes on every single day. Let's say this goes on every single day. So then what do? I don't walk down that block. I walk down a different block. So they figured it out. So they scout me out around the corner. Around the corner. That's not a joke. This is very good. Yeah, they get it. So then you go a couple more times. Then you say, listen, Adkan, I'm not mechuyev. But if you don't come, we're not going to have a minion. Too bad for you. I'm not mechuyev. There's a limit. There is a limit to how far you have to go and do so in a chesed. Yeah.
Rilovsky tells a story when he was in Eretz Yisrael. They came here to America, and he was in Long Island someplace, and he was a chiyuv. So he davened a certain pace, a steady, regular pace. He tells a story. The Gavi told him, he says, "Look, I don't care what your pace davening. All I'm telling you is, half an hour after davening, everybody's got to make the train, the Long Island Railroad. If you're not finished,
we're out of here.
You're going to be here all by yourself."
Yeah, okay. Okay, listen, you can write a book and all the stories about davening for the Amun.
Despite the halakhas of what the hierarchy of who gets the Amun is, it's still house rules.
House rules, exactly. House rules.
Landau's put up, I see something.
Landau's is different because Landau's is a. Yes, every shul, there are many shuls. Every shul, there are house.
They
are house.
They have a schedule.
Look, Rabbi Scheinberg, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, he had a yeshiva. I found the name of his Torah. He davened for the omelet every single tefillah. Not another. These are the house rules. It's my yeshiva. I like to daven. It's not a joke. I like to daven for the Amud. He daven shachris mincha marv, and there's a chiv. So go daven somewhere else. Even a Talmud in the yeshiva. These are the I daven for the. I am the shliach tzibur here in my yeshiva. It's a pella. And he did this until he did this not until the very end, until he was very, very old. He got very slow.
No, so there was no time for learning.
So you're saying house rules. Shulchan Aruch, I don't know the answer. Listen, I don't know. Let's say you have a situation that you have a certain
other minyanim.
What?
He had other minyanim.
In the yeshiva itself.
Yeah, he does the same thing.
Because he does it all the time.
Rabbi Twersky has a Kabbalah to do nanuim.
Yeah. How to do nanuim a funny way, yeah?
It takes him half an hour. So what he does is, when it comes to Hallel, he doesn't.
Own minion?
No. He gets the minion, and when the minion is finished, he makes his own minion for Musaf.
Uh-huh.
Whoever wants a volunteer stays for Musaf, but he will never be able to get the minion.
But he doesn't have
10
people.
He does. Yeah. He asks 10 people who want to study afterwards and dive with them separately just for Musaf, because he doesn't want to much free after this. He'll go out there, he'll go out do his Nanuim while delaying, but
look, I know a shul, they have a certain very distinguished person comes to visit once a year. So when he comes, everyone's afraid of him, and they give him an aliyah. Even if there's a chosan, talk about all the levels, the hierarchy, and the shulchan aruch, even he'll bump a chosan, a bris, it doesn't matter. When he comes, he gets the aliyah, because they're afraid of him. Those are the house rules. Okay, but when the shulchan aruch, it says you, there's a kedima, and who gets the aliyah? I don't know the answer. That's how it is. What? Let's say the prime minister comes, right? The prime minister and Netanyahu comes to shul. They're going to give him shlishi no matter what. They don't care who's the chiyuv.
Naturally.
Just think about it. If Netanyahu came today, let's say you're over here in shul, a chassan, in this shul here, a chassan and a bris and a sandik and three yard sites. People, the founders of the shul, they have yard site today. And Netanyahu walks in. Okay, I'm not talking about Netanyahu's religious level of observance. Let's put that aside. The prime minister, the celebrity. You don't think they're going to give him shlishi here in the shul? You don't think it's going to happen?
No, we know it's Cohen.
What?
No,
I'm talking about they have.
No, they would defer.
What?
They would defer.
They wouldn't ask them if they're going to defer. They're just going to do it.
Yeah. But the whole thing is the game of this.
Yeah.
Chama made it up. It doesn't say anywhere what the Kadima really should be.
It's halacha. If I'm not mistaken, there is certain It's not just minog. I think there is some there chiyuvim. It's your day. It's a shulchan aruch. I don't know the answer.
I haven't my.
It must be that there is some leeway.
We had to come up with a rule, so they came up with a rule.
Look, Rav Avi Yosef, he always got the first aliyah by the side. He's not a kohen. That's shocking to us.
When I used to be the Gabbai in my life, I wrote down the order and I put it in my talmud.
Yeah, the lot of little swim have a little bit of
kiddush. No, fine. I would say your number F, your side is down on the bottom. Your side is down, not to the top.
Okay, let's go further. Let's go further. The imat sibor, few lines down, middle of halacha gimel. Imat sibor emdim beemtsa kriyas shma birchos secha. Let's say that sibor is in the middle of kriyas shma birchos secha. V'yesh lo shulchus lema koydim shagil l'tilas shmone esrei kriyas shma ima brachos ad shomer amo yisrael lo ad yasekein v'yidalek baruch hashem li olam v'chule. You can sacrifice the last bracha baruch hashem li olam amen v'amen is not as critical as the four. That is an addendum that was really made in order to get people who come late to give them time to catch up. Okay, we're going to talk about these. We're going to talk about that. We're going to discuss that in a few moments. But there are four primary brachas. Okay, there are four primary brachas which surround two before the Kriyat Shema and two after the Kriyat Shema. Those must be said no matter what. And a person comes a little bit late and he's able to say the brachas quickly, but he'll have to sacrifice Baruch Hashem Li'olam Amen V'Amen. That is okay, and you should do that before you say the Shmoneh Esrei, because it's not proper to begin Shmoneh Esrei without first saying Kriya Shema and the four brachos in advance. The Einot Tzorach, now here is a very controversial thing that he says the kids Shulchan Aruch. Not everyone agrees to the statement. The Einot Tzorach L'Omro Achar Kach Li'Achar HaTzvila. Okay, so he says, kids says that if you don't say Baruch Hashem Li'olam Amen V'Amen before Shmoneh Esrei, you don't have to say it after Shmoneh Esrei. It's it, you're exempt. Now, exempt, you lose out. V'im hu lo hispalu ladayin mincha. Okay, now we'll discuss that in a few moments. Let's just go a little bit further. The halacha. V'im hu lo hispalu ladayin mincha. If you did not yet daven mincha, yispalel tzilas shmon esrei lemincha b'shoah she'atzibo oimrim kriyas shma im habrachos v'yishe ma'at l'chol hapochos k'tei hiluch arba amos v'yispalel achach shmon esrei im atzibo lemara. This means they're davening a very slow ma'ariv. I don't really know how this is possible. You go to a shul where they really kvetch. The davening ma'ariv and the same kriyas shma really slow.
He comes in three minutes before Ma'ariv, so he has time.
Okay, so you come before they say v'hurachem. So you want to daven quickly Shmona Esrei for Mincha, and by the time you finish your Shmona Esrei, they'll be up to Shmona Esrei for Ma'ariv. Go right ahead. You can daven one Shmona Esrei after the other. But you should not, you have to at least wait a few seconds, 2-3 seconds. You have to wait a pause, 2-3 seconds between the two Shmona Esreis. Then we are done, we want to lo yispal dayin mincha, yispal tfilas Shmona Esrei l'mincha, b'shor shatzibor imrim kriya shma, even if it's going to extend in the time when they say kriya shma ima brachos, v'yishemat, before you begin the next Shmona Esrei that's going to serve as your ma'ariv, you should wait a few moments, l'chol apachot k'dei hilach arba amos, the amount of time it takes to work with al amos, v'yispal achach Shmona Esrei, the achar kach, and afterwards, kishiyeh laylo yoimar, then you say kriyashma im habrachos. So what about ashrei? He doesn't say it seems like you lose that on the ashrei. We learned yesterday, maybe 2 days ago, that if you come late to mincha and the tzibul is already davening shmoneh esrei, you should immediately join them for the shmoneh esrei. If you walk in late to mincha, very common, and the middle of shmoneh esrei, so you right away start shmoneh esrei. What about ashrei? You mechuyev to say ashrei after you finish shmoneh esrei. Chazal say anyone who says Ashrei three times a day is muftach lo shehu ben olam haba. It's not just that Ashrei comes before the Seder of Shmoneh Esrei. There's another meaning of saying Ashrei to be muftach lo shehu ben olam haba, to say that Nizmar with all of the Aleph Beis and Paseches Yadecha. So you must say it afterwards. So here in this situation where you have come late to you miss Mincha and you want to daven Ma'ariv, but you can't daven Ma'ariv until you first daven Mincha. So you first have to daven Mincha, but you only have enough time to daven the Shmoneh Esrei of Mincha. And then you're going to daven the Shmoneh Esrei of Ma'ariv. And after you finish Ma'ariv, you're going to say the brachos of Kriya Shema. But what about the Ashrei that you missed your Mincha? He makes no mention. Seemingly you've lost that, because that Ashrei must be said by day. And since by you it's already considered night, Lachor, it appears that you've lost that. That Indian of Skolam is saying Asher three times, still love it. Gilopamim is Luftach Lo Shub and El Haba. Yeah.
Once you move to Mincha, the saying Shmon Esrei.
Yeah.
You miss Ashrei. Can you postpone Ashrei till after Oleinu?
Yes, doesn't make a difference. Yes.
Does it have to be said?
No, 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 absolutely not. Adrabah, you should say Oleinu with the Tzibor, in Parishman at Tzibor, and bow with the Tzibor. You say Oleinu together, and then this Kaddish Yosem, and then you say Ashrei. Absolutely. That's the proper procedure. Yeah.
Are you saying you can't say Asher because the day has passed because you said Myra? Or is it the day has passed physically and it's dark?
Chazal said, Kol Oimer Tfil Tehilal David Gimel Pa'amim Bayom. It's not the day. When you makab, once you daven marv, as far as you're concerned, it's already night.
Even though it's physically daylight.
Doesn't make a difference, right? It's already night. It's already makab all night.
It doesn't make a difference because it's Muftach Shubed Alam Haba. So today the day is over already. So tomorrow you'll say three times and you'll be Muftach Ben Alam Haba.
By the means, your entire life.
If you miss one day three times, then you're already bottled, you're not Ben Alam
Haba. Yavdu Tshuva.
No. You have to remember Tshuva.
Different dargis. Okay.
No, this is ready. This is a heater you want
to
do.
I don't know.
So the next day, you live the next day.
Could I just ask a quick question? Someone comes late Friday night to shul. They already started Kabbalah Shabbos.
Yes.
The Daven Mincha, should it be davening outside?
Yes, because there it's Kabbalah Shabbos. Here, there's a difference between when you Kabbalah Shabbos. And yeah, the same thing over here. There's no difference over here. Yeah, you have to do daven mincha outside because the mock, we're going to make it a shulchan aruch, that the shul is a Shabbos tikka shul. And if you're davening mincha, which is choil, you're violating the sanctity of the Beis HaKnesses. So you should daven mincha outside the shul or in the coat room or.
So he doesn't say anything about Baruch Hu.
About Baruch Hu.
You didn't daven mincha and you're coming in and they're saying Baruch Hu.
So say Baruch Hu. Who's stopping you from saying Baruch Hu?
Say Baruch Hu.
Baruch Hu is not a Kabbalah for Shabbos. Baruch Hu is the Kabbalah for Shabbos. So you can answer Baruch Hu. The Baruch Hu for Shacharis. Baruch Hu is not a Kabbalah of nighttime. Baruch Hu has the power to Makabal Shabbos. But Baruch Hu is not a Kabbalah for Mavna. Baruch Hu is not a Kabbalah for night. It doesn't mean if I say Baruch Hu, it's already night, and now it's too late for me to daven mincha. That you don't say. Baruch Hu is a Kabbalah of Shabbos. We find such a concept of Kabbalah Shabbos, but we don't find such a concept that you makabel the night. So you answer Baruch Hu. It's just like if someone says Baruch Hu in the middle of the day, they get an aliyah, they say Baruch Hu. There's no harm in saying Baruch Hu. It's not a Kabbalah to prevent you from going backwards. Okay, let's do Halacha Dalid. Now he talks about Min Baruch Hashem Li'olam Ad Yiru Einenu Yesh Loimar Bi Yeshiva. How those who say Baruch Hashem Li'olam, you should say it sitting down. We'll still discuss in a few moments. Not everyone agrees that that's the Mechab. The Ramah disagrees. Ramah says you should stand when you say Baruch Hashem Li'olam. But also lahafsik. Okay, there's another halacha. You're not allowed to be mafsik min techilas v'hurachum ad le'achash shmon esrei from the beginning of hurachum. It's very important. A lot of people make this mistake that they answer Baruch Hu. Even v'hurachum, once you say v'hurachum, you're not allowed to talk. Many people don't know this halacha. They think that you're allowed to talk until you start the bracha. So they say baruch hu, they're schmoozing, and then they hear the chaz say baruch hu, and they answer baruch hu, and they go back to their conversation. They go back to the conversation with their friend, and then after 5 minutes, when they're in the middle of Kriya Shema, they first begin Ma'ariv. They start Baruch Atah Hashem Kedem Melech Masher Bidvaro Ma'ariv Aravim. That is Shaloi Kedin. If you already said V'hu Rachmu, you answered Baruch Hu, you have begun Ma'ariv. You're not allowed to be mavsik between Baruch Hu, even V'hu Rachmu, and the first bracha.
Unless you're davening.
I guess so, because you're not davening. You're not putting on davening. Umasha Shamus. Now he talks about Machris Yalev Yavo. How then can the Shamus give a clap on the bima and say Yalev Yavo? It's a hafsaka before Shmon Esrei. A Yalev Yavo with Halamatar. Loi Havi Hafsik Mishum De Havi Tzori Chatila. So according to the Kitz Shachnach, there's absolutely nothing wrong. Chatila, the Shamus is allowed to say Yalev Yavo. Now a clap is not enough. What was the clap for? Someone lost their cell phone? Why are they giving a clap? Someone, just a reminder, everyone should turn off their cell phones before they begin Shmon Esrei. You have to say, Yalev Yavo, or the same Talanata. Only one designated person.
That's what you get individuals in the middle of their Shmon Esrei, they say, Yalev.
Okay, we're going to discuss. Okay, we're going to discuss it. He has some very interesting things. The Piskei Teshuvos has some very interesting things. Let's go to one of the halachas. Halacha, hey.
Yeah. Once saw the Shliach Tzibur do it, I was like,
Okay. He also said, Yalav Yavar. One man show. A one man show.
It's sort of his job, but he would understand.
He can even say page number. Right?
Technically, yeah. Anything that's the tzarech atzvila technically is mudah. It's correct. Shachris, soymech gul tzvila. Right. It's more chomer. Soymech gul tzvila. You can't do it by shachris. It's a break. That's right. You can't do it by shachris. Soymech gul tzvila. The best you can do by shachris is give a clap. Even by Marvi. I think it's over here. Even by Marvi. So we knew what it says over here already. Okay. This comes from he doesn't likuti maharich. Maharich, and he doesn't want to tell you who says Achroinim. I'll read what he says. The Yesh Mekoymoy Shech Rizu Rak Belel Rishon Shal Rosh Chodesh. Okay, there are some shuls, not that I've come across, they only give a clap the first night of Rosh Chodesh. That's enough. One clap is enough for 2 days. They assume that you'll remember. If you're already saying Yalav Yavo the entire day, we'll assume that you'll know the next night. Okay? Uverabim Mibote Kinosios, he writes over here. Okay, he just writes what the minig is. Okay, we've all seen this. Uverabim Mibote Kinosios Ein Machrizim Klal El Hashamish Make Al Hashulchan Lefneshim Eshe Lizikaron Al Haskarasim Ein Hamaora. And that's it. Okay, many shuls, the minig is to be machmer, they're not mafsik at all, you just give a clap. That's what we've all seen. We've all seen many shuls, they're machmer, it's a chumrah. You don't be mafsik because it's self-understood. A clap is more than enough to remind people to say Yalav Yavo. There's another custom that as you're actually during the Solomon Shemana Esrei, one person should be designated that when he says Yalav Yavo, the same Talamata, one, I guess, one of the quick people, not one of the stragglers, he should say it loud. Yalev Yavo. He's in the middle because that's part of a Shemona Esrei, but he does point out, he doesn't tell us a source that it's a zilzul in the tefillah if more than one person does this. He says it over here. Uchshemagia laskar betefillah magbia koiloi tilahaskir es hatzibur kshelo yishkhu avol lo yasu kein shor hatzibur. Only the shamas should actually say in the middle. Or one designated person. Achroinim doesn't bring a source. Ki ein ze kvoid hatzila. Achroinim doesn't bring a source. Normally everything is so everything Kamari has a source for. So this, for whatever reason, doesn't have a source. I don't know why. Maybe he's making it up. His own. Yeah. He's saying it misvara. Okay, let's go to the next halacha. Again, we'll discuss some other interesting pesukim in the Yiddish. Im nishar adam yichidi mispal ma'ar beis haknesses b'laila. This talks about ancient times when the Batei Knesios were out in the field, and when you finish Shema, you have to walk home, and it's dangerous to walk home alone at night. So there's an obligation one has to wait for the last person. In Nishar Oda Nechidi Misfal Ma'ariv Beis HaKnesses B'Layla Chayef, you have a duty. You, on the way out, Chaveroi Lahamtin Ad Sheisayim Tefilosu Kadesh Lo Tispalbel Machashav. It's amazing. We're about to learn this in unbelievable in Eif. I was planning on doing this. It's the next pasuk, or tupsuk in the head, in the even Perek Yud Zayin, is the source of this halacha. It's a pasuk, and it's a gemara, and Sechta Brachos uses the pasuk Niyav as a source for the halacha, that you're not allowed to leave your friend alone in the Beis HaKnesses. Why? What's the main reason? It's not so much that it's sakana for him to walk home. That's of course part of the reason, but the last person in shul can no longer concentrate. Since he lost his ride home, since no one's going to escort him home, he's going to have to walk home alone. It's dangerous. He's nervous. He's daito bilbelas. He lost his concentration, and the rest of his ma'ariv is not a ma'ariv. He's not going to concentrate. What?
So that still goes back to the safety issue.
So it's safety, right? So there's a safety issue. There's a safety issue. That's one issue. But it appears that the primary issue, it seems strange, Hamira sakanta yosem esura, but it seems the primary reason is because you're causing your friend, when he senses that you're leaving, there's a safety issue. That's one thing. It's not there in Charetz. But number two, when he senses that he is all alone, he's going to have to walk home alone, he no longer is able to fully concentrate, so you have denied him an opportunity to be mispala with kavana before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is a severe avera. The greatest moment, the holiest moment the person has during the day is when he's oymed lefnei hamelech. I always was shocked that I used to dive in a certain minyan ma'ariv, that it was utterly disgusting where there was a group of people, and they finished Shemona Esrei at lightning fast speed. lighting. They daven Shmoneh Esrei, and before you can even bow, you can bow down the end of the first bracha, they're done.
And they start talking.
They have these elaborate conversations, loud, yeah. Very loud. Okay, so for me, all right, my Shmoneh Esrei is no big deal. But there was a guy next to me. He was an older person. He was a doctor, and he came to a shir. And he used to daven a very impressive Shmoneh Esrei. I used to always watch him daven with a lot of kavana. And these people, they're standing with, it's gone for years, they're standing within Dalet Amos, having a conversation, and they're going away, they're talking, and you'll say to them, but you're not allowed to talk. Well, you're not allowed to talk. You're only not allowed to talk from until you finish the bracha, until you finish Shmoneh Esrei. So waiting for Kedusha. There are some things that the Shulchan Aruch doesn't need to tell you that you're not allowed to talk. It's worse, in my opinion, talking after you finish Shmoneh Esrei is worse than talking in the middle of Kriya Shema, because the people here have a moment of closeness to Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Oymel of Nehamelach. It's just a few moments. Give a guy a chance by talking during someone else's private Shmoneh Esrei. This is what the halacha here says. It's a terrible thing. Just leaving the Beis HaKnesses and making your friend nervous that no one's going to be able to escort him home is a terrible sin. Al achas kam v'kama, talking during the silent Shmoneh Esrei, when you finish your silent Shmoneh Esrei and there are people still davening the silent Shmoneh Esrei and striking up a conversation and causing them to lose their concentration, is a terrible avera. And that's what it says here. You mechuyev to wait. Lahamdin that she sam to lost the kedusha lo to spalbel machshavtoi. Period. Next halacha. Vim hischil espal b'shoda. That's only, of course, in the situation where no, it's not the person's fault. The person came on time to shul. It just takes him a few more moments to finish one eshay. But if this guy has a tendency to come extremely late, when you're saying a late, he first walks in. You're not mechuyev to wait for him. There's a limit to how far you mechuyev to do a chesed. Vim hischil espal b'shoshlo yuchal esay. To philosopher Matsibo, if he comes late and he expects you to stick around 20 minutes after Ma'ariv is over, that's ridiculous. This person, if he comes that late, he knows he's going to walk home alone, and you're not mechuyev to assume that he's not going to be nervous, and you're allowed to let him do what he wants. Okay, there are a few short things. Number one, Baruch Hashem li olam, amen vi amen. Let me actually read you what it says. I read you word for what it says here. Okay, again, there is no source. I'm just reading you what the Piskei Teshuva says. He's an outstanding Talmud Chacham. This person who wrote the Sefer, the Piskei Teshuva, he's a Talmud Chacham that is incredible Talmud Chacham. His Sfar and Piskei Teshuva are best sellers. In fact, I was thinking that when we finish, Amir Hashem, Kid Shulchan Aruch, I want to actually learn with you inside a volume of Piskei Teshuva. I think it'll be very, very interesting. Well, just a snippet of the Shulchan Aruch he gives you. What you need, and he discusses all the modern day shaylos, very similar to the Shabbos and Halacha. But he says Machrayim the following: Minik Hasfardim Shloy LaOmer Klal. Okay, so the real deal, the real Sephardim, they don't say Baruch Hashem at all. Now, what about the Ashkenazim? Okay, everyone here, I assume, is an Ashkenazim, so it depends. Uvi Kerev Ashkenazim, Ashkenazim Nechluku Hamenagim, different customs. Ben Eretz Yisrael, the Eretz Yisrael, they generally do not. Right, if you go look in the Siddurim Eretz Yisrael, they don't even have it.
Eretz,
it was the Grod Minog? Okay, so Eretz Yisrael, the Ashkenazim, who settled 400 years ago, were all Talmidei Hagra. They brought with him many, not all of his Minog, but many Minhagim. So therefore, Eretz Yisrael, the Minog is not to say. That's why in all of the Israeli Siddurim, even ours, called a special Siddur. A special Israeli Siddur, had by the Kaisel, a million of them, by the Kaisel. They replace the Siddurim every 3 months. There's an expiration date on every Siddur that's in the Kaisel, 3 months. It goes to the Sheamus. Why? It's poisonous. There's more bacteria. They've done tests. There's more bacteria on the Siddurim at the Kaisel. Be very careful, put on gloves. Then there isn't. What? Because there are how many? 8 million tourists come to the coast, something like that. The health reasons. So they used to replace the siddurim every 6 months, and then they started doing tests on the siddurim at the coast, and they found that it was so high, so they decided they can replace them every 3 months, expiration date. but they have a lot of the art scroll. They have a lot of stuff. They have a collection of all different types. They don't discriminate. But take a look at the special Eretz Yisrael Kostim. They don't have Baruch Hashem Le'olam Amen. The Amen, unless they have a little. I think the art scroll has the little letters. They have an addendum. Okay, that's fine. And what about? But many Ashkenazim do say in Chutz Le'aretz, most Ashkenazim even Nusach Sfarat. Ruba Nusach Sfarat says Baruch Hashem Le'olam Amen. Amen. What? Never.
I know that
Babish they never say it. Okay, so Babish, my Shulchan Aruch Rav.
We in the Siddur it says Chutz La'aretz.
Yeah,
but it was a typographical error. It means Chol during the week.
Aha, now Chutz La'aretz. Interesting. Okay. Because among Ashkenazim, Nusach Sfarad, Ruba the Ruba, they say it. Chabayim does not say it. Yeah.
Except
on Mitzvah Shabbos. All right, Mitzvah Shabbos, Nusach Sfar does not say it. It's not, that's why it's Vuhu, because they want to do a Vuhu, a long Vuhu Racham, right? Vuhu. A Vuhu Racham, they don't say. When else do they say? On Cholamoy, they don't say it also, right?
That's correct.
Cholamoy? They don't say Baruch Hashem.
The reason you say it is because someone
comes late. So you're already there, so it's not necessary. It's a very beautiful psuk. You have Hashem's name, is Hashem's beautiful stuff. You have Hashem's name is 18 times. I used to daven when I was off my father. So you know, they put so much pressure on you. Whatever you do is no good. So you go too slow, you go too fast. So they were pressuring me to say Baruch Hashem Le'olam faster. Faster. So I did it. So I said Baruch Hashem in this very Shiva Shaminyan. I said it. I accelerated the pace for a couple of days, and then this Hasidish guy comes over to me and says to me, "You know, you were doing it good all along, and all of a sudden now," he says, "You know how many," he says to me, "You know how many shameless nobody says," he says, "I know you can never," and that's partially. But what he said to me shook me up. He said to me, "You know how many shameless there are in Baruch Hashem Le'olam Amen V'Amen? They are shameless. It's not just Stami just rattling off." Sukkim. Every 18 times it says Yud Kei Vav Kei. When you say Yud Kei Vav Kei, you have to have Kavanah. So how dare you? I don't care what the Gabbai tells you, but you have to speed up. Shem Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei. Got to say with proper. These guys are right. He's absolutely right. If you're going to say, you do right. Okay, but let's see. Let's go further. Now here is the very big dilemma. Now this, I'm going to tell you my own personal opinion, which is not worth 2 cents. But this to me is very disturbing. First of all, what happens? He discusses. Well, let's say you have a Ben Eretz Yisrael who visits America. Well, for that matter, there's a new trend today. I don't know where in the world this comes from. There's a new trend today. People are not saying Baruch Hashem Le'olam Amen V'Amen. I don't know where this comes from. In Chaim Berlin, they don't say Baruch Hashem Le'olam Amen V'Amen. I haven't happened there in Ma'ariv in decades. Why? Because the selective Minhage Hagra. Selective.
Pick and choose.
I don't know. I really don't know why. They are selective. They don't follow Minhage. They're most Minhage they don't do. For whatever reason, this they do. I don't know. They don't say Baruch Hashem Le'olam Amen yet. But I've noticed there's a trend in the yeshiva world not to say Baruch Hashem Le'olam Amen V'Amen. Okay, whatever the reason is. So now, Ben Eretz of the Shurak, you have someone visiting from Eretz Yisrael, they're in America, they don't even know what it is. They don't even know what it is. What? What is this? And then they daven for the Yomit. So what does he do when the Ben Eretz Yisrael is davening in a young Israel? And they're supposed to say Baruch Hashem. So it's Pashut.
The answer is house rules.
Okay, exactly, house rules. So here's what's very disturbing to me. Listen to this. First of all, he says Baruch Pashut, the Ben Eretz Yisrael, HaMevaker B'chutz Li'aretz, Ein Tzorich. I'm sorry, not for the Omud. I'm sorry. One thing at a time. Let's say you're on the audience. You're Yachid. So there's a sensitivity. There's a sensitivity to the Minhag HaMakom. That's what he says here. To the Minhag HaMakom. If you're in a shul and people are watching you, or even if you're not watching you, just for your own self, your own what's proper, so if you're not going to, so you don't normally say it, so what should you do now? So he says what you should do is you should be marich, you should say the brachos of Kriyashma a little bit slower, so that no one will notice that you're not saying it. So seemingly if you want you could. If you want, you could. But if you don't want, in tzorich lema brachos. So ela yarech b'kriyashma uv'yuchosecha shelo yehe nirek yiparesh min hatzibur. Okay, you're in the audience. Let's say you're leading the services. Okay? V'im yoreh l'fnei ateva, you got no choice. Behave yourself. House rules. Posh, right? This is seichel.
You can be quiet.
Oh, I want to get to that.
Wait.
Okay, so you just said something which to me is very disturbing. I never liked this. Maybe you tell me, I've seen this many times. You have a guy who doesn't say it. I don't know where he comes from. I don't know where he's been hanging out. I don't know what minion there is that doesn't say Baruch Hashem Le'olam Amin V'Amein. He doesn't say it. Maybe it's Chabad.
Or it's Shabbos night.
What? No, not Shabbos night.
Right.
Shabbos night, you don't say Baruch Hashem Le'olam Amin. I know, right?
No.
What?
You don't say Yishamru.
That's another minigra.
And they don't call
it. Hashem Moshe. Vayidab Hashem Moshe. Right.
So they won't call out Yalav Yavu.
Yeah, but in all the Siddurim of Chabad, it says Vishamru, and there's a paragraph before it, and it says. The new Siddurim say that if you shouldn't make a fuss.
This is what's disturbing to me. You can tell me your opinion when you disagree. I've seen this a number of times. A person who doesn't say Baruch Hashem Le'olam during the week. Again, I don't know where he's hanging out.
And he's the chazan
now. In a regular shul, they say Baruch Hashem Le'olam Amen. So it says to the Farish, he doesn't tell me a source that it's Dabar Pashan. Al Tivish, but you're the chazan, house rules. You say it. You don't want to say it, so don't offer the Amen. But I've seen this. It comes to Baruch Hashem Le'olam Amin V'Amin. The Shliach Tzibur, he just pauses. He just stands like a goylem. He stands there. And then, well, you know what he's really doing. You don't know what he's really doing.
This is Kaddish.
And then he waits. And then he doesn't finish off and he says Kaddish.
Yes.
Right. Same.
To me, I personally think that's a chutzpah neira.
Moshe says,
Ma'ariv definitely yes. No one knows what you're doing. But you're not finishing off. It's so obvious. You're not finishing off. It's so obvious. He's telling you here, you people here. But you're supposed to finish off. Why are you pausing? You're pausing. You're letting all these shvach mention. Let them say. Yeah.
Really.
At all.
A lot of people don't.
And when you're the shliach tzibur,
you
make believe. Do you finish? Do you?
I say kaddish. After the mitzvah. Or even if I say the pasuk, there's only something pasuk.
Oh, so good. So at least say the pasuk. At least you said the pasuk. So you faked everyone out. That's a madrega. But here it's a bracha. No, to pretend is a very big madrega. To pretend someone. I want to have an Adam Gadol. I once there was a person that was very. I heard from Adam Gadol. There was a person that was sick. He was very sick, and he was on a high dosages of all different types of medication. And with the medication, he really faked out. He really puts on a good show. He looks like he's a healthy person. And I told this person, but it's just a show. It's just the guy is just a phony. The guy is sick like anything. So he says to me, to put on a show is also a madrega. If you can do that, we're all a bunch of fakers. The whole world is all make believe. But if you can go and you can put on a show, it's also a madrega. Don't make light of it.
I heard on Friday night.
I don't know. I find it very disturbing when a person comes to a shul, they say Baruch Hashem Le'olam, just pause and doesn't finish the Baruch and starts the Kaddish. It's like saying, I'm above this. I'm holier than thou. It's a disgrace.
The same thing by Friday night.
Yeah.
These guys don't want to break their teeth on Kagavna.
Right.
So they just stand there.
So don't down for the Amud.
Or a fool, then they stop.
So don't down for the Amud. You shouldn't be downing for the Amud. It's not the right thing. Okay, that's my observation. Okay, you can disagree, but this is what I feel. Let's go. We've been down the other way around. What about you the other way around? You have come to Eretz Yisrael, and you want to down for the Amud.
No way.
You want to down for the Amud. ain't no bracha zo. Don't start making trouble. Don't go start having machlat fila. If you wanna, here's what he talks about. Something very interesting. Yirtzel yomosel beinoy lebeinatz beinoy lebeinatzmo. Okay, let's say you're in the audience. You're not diving for the yaman, and you dive in the minyan when they go very slow. Right, they krich. So you can say by the time that they get up to Shmona Esrei, you can say saying you want to do gezud hate. Oh, here's a chiddush. Oh, la'achar Shmona Esrei b'li bracha. Okay, we mentioned before, you come late and you have to sacrifice Baruch Hashem li'olam in order to start Shmona Esrei on time. What do you do? So it says here in the Kitta Shulchan Aruch, he says you don't do it. You don't sit too little too late. You don't do it. But he does say that if you really want, you can say it out, but don't make the chasima. You can say the psukim. It doesn't hurt to recite the psukim, but you're not allowed to make the chasim. Baruch Atah Hashem, kikyamalcho shalchahim, those last psukim, those last words of Yireinenu, you should not. That you're not allowed to say. You're only allowed to say that when it's part of the Nusach HaTfilah before Shmona Esrei.
Why these guys come to America? The Israelis come to America between Zion Cheshvan and December 4th.
So they continue. They can. They have privately. They do what they were doing in Eretz Yisrael, but down for the Yom, they must follow the rules, house rules. Okay, what about standing? The Machleg is the Machaber. The Rebbe, the Machaber says he's supposed to sit for Baruch Hashem. The Ramaz says he's supposed to stand. It's interesting that the minig olam is to sit, and the achras apayskim is that sometimes you're already for every reason you're standing. I don't know why you would be standing. But let's say that you say Kriya Shema and you go get up. You go okay. Then anyway, you can't. Let's say you go get a tissue. You finish Kriya Shema for some reason. You find yourself standing. So you stay standing. Don't sit down. But if you're already sitting, remain seated. Yeah.
During Kaddish.
Yeah.
People are saying it. The Yatzpun, the Karnay.
Yeah.
In Ashkenazi shuls, we'll always hear it.
So there are two different.
Not saying for the Yemen.
Right, so there are two different schools of thought. There's one school of thought is that you have to follow house rules. And it's wrong. It's a chutzpah. It's wrong. Everyone should say the Kaddish together, follow house rules. There is an opinion that holds, that I've seen this, is that the Kaddish Yosem after davening is over is private. It's none of your business. This shul does not say the Yatzmach, or does say. That's part of the Nusach HaTzila, before Baruch Hu, after Kriya Sator, before Asher Volatzion, after Kaddish Tiskabel. There are house rules. But the Kaddish Yosem, you do whatever you want. No one can tell you what to do. You want to say the Yatzmach Perkure? There's another issue, you're going to get everyone confused. If there are five people saying it, and three are saying one way, two say the other way, so that's already a recipe for disaster. But let's say, Lu Yitzu, you're the only one.
That makes it a public act.
You're the only one saying the Kaddish Yosem. There is an opinion, there is a school of thought, and someone told me they did this in front of they did this by the Chazon Ish, by the Stipul, by the Gedolei Yisrael. It's if you're the only one saying it, even if you're in an Ashkenaz shul, you can do whatever you want. You can say Revach, and you can say
In Israel,
they say all sorts of kinds.
All together.
Everybody waits.
They wait.
I've
unheard of. Because the Eretz Yisrael, it's a catch-all situation. Even if the Nusach, there are so many shuls in Eretz Yisrael. What's the Nusach? For davening.
Whoever gets up.
That's unheard of in America.
I know.
Unheard of. So that translates, that it overflows into saying Kaddish Yosem.
You know why they do it? They want a big...
Money.
They want a big oilam. Instead of making two shuls... We only have 100 people. They want one
children. Right. Okay. So it's very questionable. So obviously, there are Gedolei Yisrael that allow sanctions, but that's a very questionable practice. Hefkeros. It's one thing. A hotel. So anyway, the whole minyan by nature is arai. But a shul to establish a shul, a beautiful shul, and the nusach. There is no nusach. Everyone does whatever they want. It's a pella to do such a thing. It's a shocking thing. Okay. It's a new trend. It's always like this.
Rav Kook said that he wanted a yeshiva, not Mossad.
Mossad
is the printing.
No.
I'm telling you, they put in a shul, but that's a printing house. America's Rav Kook.
Yeah.
Rav Kook set it up. He called it the yeshiva chalolis. It was yeshiva for everybody.
Okay.
So he wanted to have Litvaks and Svardim and Chassidim and whatever. And the rule was
whatever you daven. Shocking. Okay.
The only rule is that you have to let the gabbai decides if this akhtum or not. The gabbai decides if this
akhtum
or not.
Also,
abused by the.
Okay, we'll stop here. We'll take a break.